Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. At this point last weekend, Tammy Henshaw was aboard a ship called the Spirit of Oceanus. She was in the middle of a year-long cruise. But then the company that owns the ship, Cruise West, abruptly closed its doors, fired 65 employees, and dropped Tammy and her fellow passengers off in Newfoundland. She got home yesterday and joins us now from the studios of WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tammy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Where had you gone so far on the cruise?
We had visited Iran, we had visited the UAE, Algeria, Tunisia, Italy, Malta. We were headed towards St. John's, Newfoundland.
And then they basically said, okay, get off the boat, we're done.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
And did you say, what's going on?
We did, and we did not receive a lot of information. We were told this would be 2 days before we reached Newfoundland that the ship had been sold and the around-the-world cruise was over.
And that was it?
Yes, that was it.
How much longer were you supposed to be on the ship?
The cruise was scheduled to run through early February.
So where else were you going to go?
Indonesia, the South Pacific, Mexico, any number of places that I was really looking forward to.
But that was it. They said, get off the boat. And what did you do? Did they fly you back home or anything?
Yes, they did. The passengers who were scheduled to be on the Around the World cruise were flown home. We were fortunately scheduled to disembark in St. John's and rejoin the ship on October 3rd in Palm Beach, Florida. So it was a minor inconvenience for us. It was a huge inconvenience for the people who were supposed to be remaining on the ship.
Now, what were people saying? I mean, were they outraged?
At first, I think they were shell-shocked. No one could really believe that this had happened, including the crew and staff, who were all really top-notch people. No one really knew what to say.
So how much money do you think you lost?
Upwards of $50,000.
Are you going to get it back?
From Cruise West, probably not. They have effectively washed their hands of refunds at this point.
So what options do you have?
If they go into bankruptcy, we can go to bankruptcy court. We will be unsecured creditors, so we'll be at the bottom of the list. Hmm. They also have money in escrow with the Federal Maritime Commission and with a couple of the travel associations. Hopefully, we'll be able to recover at least part of what we paid from their escrow funds, but we don't know that at this point.
And, I mean, were there people on board that you spoke to who sort of, this was like their lifelong dream, saving up for a cruise around the world, and then it sort of all came crashing down?
Yes, absolutely. There were people who had cashed in 401ks, had rearranged pension funds. Yes, this was absolutely people's lifelong dream, and it's not going to happen.
So you went on this cruise with your partner. Her name is Lisa. What are you guys going to do now?
It's the world's worst cliche. We are going to Disney World.
Are you really?
We actually are. You can't really be unhappy at Disney World. And then we're going to try to figure out what else we can do in lieu of this. Of course, a lot of that is going to be dependent on what kind of refund we can get.
That's Tammy Henshaw. She was a passenger on an around-the-world cruise that was canceled this past week. She joined me from the studios of WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tammy, thank you so much, and good luck with your travels going forward.
Thank you. You are most welcome.
Now, we tried to contact Cruise West, but the company's only response was a press release on its website confirming that, indeed, it is restructuring and canceling the Spirit of Oceanus cruise.